the machine takes away the work of probably 10 butchers and what it's capable of doing throughout a day.
That's Ben Willis, the business manager, showing me around a processing room in Bomaderry. The company have invested millions into new processing technology to improve efficiency and the traceability of their products.
This is our Morel portion cutting machine. It takes away the work of probably eight or nine butchers. You put primals in this end here, they come through and get scanned by a laser. So similar to the TMS, it works out how lean the meat is and gives a good X-ray vision of it. The machine then calculates the weight of the primal, and so we can set this machine up to portion either by weight or either by thickness, depending on the specifications. So if we were to put a primal through there, we can set them to 250 grams, and out the other end will come a line of all perfectly portioned 250 grams. It has about a 5% variance in weight, and the big thing about it is that it just saves a lot of time. You'll see when we fire it up how fast it actually works.
The company supplies cut meats to most major Australian retailers, including Harris Farm, Coles and Woolworths. They use the offcuts for their own brand of meat product, including sausages.
Ivan, the sausage man.
Hey, Ivan.
With meat to please, you're pleased to meet you.
So I'm looking at a funnel vat style machine. How long does it take to make a crate of sausages like this?
If it's all operating correctly, probably about 3 minutes. At the moment, going through 600 kilos. We've got the product up there, the wet product, which will be pushed through the filler into the collagen skin, therefore producing the snag.
You seem pretty proud of it. Do you love your job?
Oh, I love it. Love it. I love the industry.
Tom Shannon from Argyle Meats says the company is focused on finding markets for new cuts of meat, particularly as costs rise in the sector.
I don't think the beef industry has ever seen such circumstances as we're in now, unforeseen rises in the price of livestock. Our biggest challenge in that is basically finding carcass balance and the value across the whole carcass, and there's certain retailers out there, such as one of our main customers, Harris Farm, who have launched a Curious Cuts campaign.
Argyle employs roughly 70 butchers, but high cattle prices have led to a cutback in the number of livestock they process. That's a pity in a region like Narrabombaderry, where the youth unemployment rate is running at more than 18%, well above the national average.
We probably cut back by 10-15%. Look, it's a move to make sure that we're around in the future to be able to basically keep out into this local area and keep not only these 70 people in jobs, but hopefully, you know, another 70.
The meat processing sector has had a golden run in the last 2 years, but this is rapidly coming to an end. For a new company like Argyle, the challenge is to ride out these tough times.
We've been open here now for 15 months since we've basically developed a joint venture with Manildra Group. And so we haven't necessarily got the luxury of the last decade cheap cattle prices to build up that profit. We're basically running very skinny profits. Just recently, I dare say, we're breaking even, and I don't think we're the only ones in the industry.